Thanks for listening to our Evening Headlines podcast. I'm Brock Roylance. Here's your local evening headlines for Monday, January 10th, 2022. The Bureau of Land Management Challis Field Office and BLM Law Enforcement are offering a $2,000 cash reward. East Idaho News reports this reward is for anyone with information leading to the arrest of whoever is responsible for the shooting and killing of two wild horses. The shooting happened in the Spar Canyon area near Challis on November 14th. The rewards will be available provided the information can be substantiated by law enforcement and leads to an arrest. Anyone with information can contact the BLM law enforcement.
Reporting for BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Ashley Chilcutt. The Madison Library District is commemorating its 100th anniversary next week. Gina Miller, Madison District Children and Teens Programming Librarian, said the birthday party open house will kick off the celebration on January 10th with cookies, stickers, and door prizes from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
The library turned 100 on December 28th, 2021.
This anniversary milestone will be recognized throughout the year with special events and activities.
We have a whole year planned of celebrations for this historic event that we have here in our community. And if you're excited about coming to the library, this would be a good time to come.
Miller also shared the library's goal for the upcoming Books for Balloons reading contest.
We want to fill the library with balloons that represent all the books that kids and teenagers are reading all this year. And starting at this celebration, which is on Monday, you can pick up a tracking sheet. And then when you have it all finished and filled out, you can bring it back to the library and you'll get to put your name on a balloon and we will hang it up in the library. But the best part is every time you read 100 books or 1,000 pages, then your name will be entered into a drawing, which we will have at our final birthday party in December, and it will be for really awesome prizes.
From January 10th to the 15th, the library will also host a Find Forgiveness Week called Winter Whiteout. By collaborating with the Family Crisis Center, the library is waiving fines for community members who bring in new hygiene products as donations to the FCC.
Even if you don't have fines, you're welcome to bring things in. The Family Crisis Center has said that they could use things like gas cards or diapers. Diapers are a big one.
The community-wide book club reading of Winnie the Pooh starts in February, which also marks the beginning of the decade-themed portion of the centennial celebration.
We are focusing our celebrations this year on the different decades. And in February, we will start with the 1920s, and then March, we will go on to the 30s and 40s and so forth, and we will end up in December in the 2020s.
For information about centennial celebration events, visit madisonlib.org. Reporting for BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Ashley Chilcutt.
This has been a rundown of local and regional news for January 10th, 2022. I'm Brock Roylance. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.